tell us what it's like now to get a Stammies Award for telework.
You know, Tom, this is really exciting, and this award nomination really is about this incredible agency I work for and the amazing people I work with who've really had a significant part in moving this telework initiative forward. It really does take a village to achieve the kind of success that the USPTO telework programs have achieved. And as you've probably heard me say before, our telework programs directly impact our ability to recruit and retain a highly skilled workforce, align examination capacity with incoming workloads, maintain pendency metrics within acceptable limits, and have provided the unintended benefit of helping us reach our goals in domestic and education outreach, knowledge enhancement, and capacity building. And then, of course, becoming a forum for engaging other government agencies and Congress on legislation that aids us in improving the intellectual property system. As you mentioned, you know, we currently have more than 7,000 people working from home anywhere between 1 and 5 days a week, and about 3,500 of those are working from home full time. And I just want to dispel an urban myth. A lot of folks think that just because our primary business is examining patents and trademark applications, which is, of course, production-driven. We do have telework programs in every single business unit, and business units that are not widget producers, if you will.
We're speaking with Danette Campbell, Senior Telework Advisor at the Patent and Trademark Office. Now, your nomination cites that you are a superb saleswoman. I think we just heard that. What about this issue motivates you on a personal level?
Well, you know, although I've only been with the federal government for about 6 years, I've been interested in telework for quite some time. Air quality, traffic congestion, quality of life issues were really the initial drivers for me. And the fact that I truly believe that it's wasteful to spend an hour plus traveling in order to sit in front of a computer and do the same thing that you could have done either from your home or an alternate work location in your community.
So what's holding up the rest of government? Because there's been a telework act, there's been a telework this, telework that. Every other week there's a telework event, and yet the needle never moves that much over that 6% level. What's holding everybody else back?
I really do think that agencies should step back and take a look at their performance measures and measure by deliverable as opposed to measuring progress or success or accomplishment via presence. I think once that momentum gets started, we're going to see a shift in participating in federal telework programs.
Now, your name is probably more familiar to some of our listeners than other Stammies finalists because you're on the conference circuit, if you will. Tell me about the decision to do that, to really sort of step outside the Patent and Trademark Office and talk to others about telework.
Well, you know, it was very interesting the way this whole thing started. I mean, people knew me from when I was at the Council of Governments. A lot of folks knew me from when I directed telework centers in Southern Maryland. And then when I transitioned to a federal position, a lot of these individuals started contacting me and folks within the agency to see how they could either start or expand their telework programs. And so with that came, you know, of course, numerous invitations to go out and speak about this.
And you've probably had a lot of support from the top, too, at your agency. Isn't that kind of an ingredient that's required to get this off the dime, too?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, any strategy needs top-level support, and this particular program has received a great deal of that support from our director, David Kappas. He was formerly with IBM. He truly understands the concept of telework and the distributed workforce. I've also received incredible support and assistance from every single business unit within the USPTO, from the Patents and Trademarks Organization to the OCIO, Office of Human Resources team, the CFO, OGC, et cetera. And I really cannot think of any business unit at the agency that I haven't called upon at one time or another to provide me guidance on some issue.
And when you're out speaking to the public and to other agencies, do you meet with resistance that, particularly from other agencies, where they say, oh, that's the Patent and Trademark Office. They can do telework, but it won't work for us. And if you do meet with that resistance, what's your response?
You know, absolutely. I hear that all the time. And that's why I wanted to make a point earlier of saying it's that urban myth that we have done this so well because we are a production-driven entity. I mean, our two largest business units, again, patents and trademarks. No, exactly. A patent examiner, a trademark examining attorney, yes, in fact, they do know exactly what they need to produce over the course of a bi-week. However, I always make a point of saying, you know, we've used that model, and, you know, my experience in dealing with private sector organizations in the Washington metropolitan region, we've combined the best of the best of the best to expand this initiative to all of our business units at the agency. So if we can do this in the Office of Human Resources, in the Chief Financial Office, in the OCIO, in the Undersecretary's Office, in the External Affairs Office, I mean, I can go on. Any agency can do this. It's about clearly defined performance measures, communicating goals and expectations, all of the good, solid business management strategies need to come together, you know, to make a solid telework initiative.
And
any agency can do it.
And when should people come together in person? What circumstances require that from time to time?
Well, one of the things that I suggest to folks, especially people that are starting an initiative, you know, it really, as I said earlier, it really does take a village. It takes a team. And on that team, you know, there should be support from, there should be representation, if you will, from human resources, the chief information office, you know, your policy people, an employee representative, a labor representative, and all of those folks can come together and first and foremost decide what this strategy needs to look like. You know, why are you doing this? You know, what are your goals? Is it to impact real estate? Is it to impact the traffic congestion wherever you happen to be? Is it to impact your employee hiring? Retention of highly skilled employees. You know, all of those things, you have to determine what your goals are. Again, Tom, this is no different than any other business strategy.
Just briefly, I mean, you've already had a lot of success at the Patent and Trademark Office, but how do you push the envelope even further when it comes to telework? What are you doing?
You mean insofar as the federal government is concerned or specifically at the agency?
I'm wondering about both. At the agency, certainly, but because you are so prominent in the federal government in this issue, how are you, Danette Campbell, pushing the envelope further?
Well, you know, again, it's not just the Danette Campbell show at the USPTO. You know, it does take a huge team to keep this initiative rolling. But what we will do is to continue to expand this program. We have just recently, in the past several months, kicked off the Telework Enhancement Act pilot program, where we now have full-time teleworking employees working outside of the 50-mile commuting radius. They're only returning to the office X number of times per year. We will continue to expand that program. We will continue to expand telework in every single business unit. I will personally continue to assist as many federal agencies as I possibly can, speak to the agencies, speak to their agency executives on how this business strategy can really impact how the entire federal government is perceived and ensure that the federal government is an employer of choice in the future.